This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Sister Jean DeSalvio and is entitled Mother's Day Service.
Good morning. Today's Mother's Day, and for those of you who don't know, we have a tradition of somebody other than Pastor Bob speaking today. So we're happy you could join us, and we hope that you will be blessed by what we have today to offer for your listening. We're going to go to our prayer. We usually start out with prayer, and Sherry Ferrillo will be coming up to do our request before the Lord.
And we just ask you to bless all mothers today, those who can be with their families, those who can't be, and those who are in heaven, Lord. We ask that you put your hand on our speaker today, Lord, and all those that would come and share. And we just thank you for the gift of mothers and the gift of being a mother. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sherry. We appreciate all of the people willing to be involved this morning in our Mother's Day service. And following tradition for quite a few years now on Mother's Day, I usually ask different members of the congregation if they would come forward and say a few words to honor their moms. So we're going to start that this morning with Robin DeSalvio, who will honor her mom, Sue Wiley, who's in our congregation today. So nice.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. I'm very excited to be able to share a few words about my mom. I'll start off as my mom as a person. The thing that just jumps out to me is how much she loves the Lord. My entire life, I've watched Sue Wiley just show her love for the Lord, trying to serve him and learn about him. But she loves people just a hair less than the Lord. I think she loves the Lord the most. And then she just loves people. Every person I've ever seen her interact with, she attempts to share the Lord, the gospel, a word of encouragement. It's just something I've always admired in her. It's not something I have as much of, but she loves people, and she cares for people, and it's just always been something that I've loved about her. Another word that just jumps out about my mom is prayer warrior. My whole life, again, I've seen her attend every prayer meeting that was given. She has prayer partners, multiple prayer partners in different times. She's just been a constant prayer warrior my whole life. And I know personally I've benefited just from those hours of dedicated prayer into my life. So that's my mom, like, as a person. And then I want to talk about my mom as a mom and just honor her. I think in the workplace I go to, they have a term called the shadow of the leader. And it's this idea of, you know, whatever kind of attributes that leader has, a lot of times the people that they're leading follow it. And so if I am even half as lucky to do some of the things that my mom has following her shadow as a mom, I'd be happy. So my mom worked very hard to provide a very loving home, full of fun and traditions, lots of game nights, lots of, like, before there was DVDs and DVR, once a year the TV played The Sound of Music, and we would make popcorn and get sleeping bags, and every year it was like this tradition. And the same with The Wizard of Oz. Like, I just have these memories, and at the time it was just super fun, but, like, now I realize it was just creating this home of security and peacefulness and just wonderful times as a family together. My mom also worked hard at encouraging our relationship to the Lord and service in the church. If no one would lead something, she would. So she was the children's choir director at one point, and all sorts of bell choir things and this and that. And she always encouraged us to go. There was Pioneer Girls. There was, like I said, lots of choirs. And we got to know what it's like to serve through my mom's leadership in the area. I always felt loved and cared for physically, any bellyache, any headache. You know, she was right there praying for me and helping, trying to comfort. I always felt very cared and loved for. And then as I was growing up, you know, she taught me a little bit about hospitality, about serving, about hosting and cooking, taking care of guests, having people in our home. She taught me how to care for babies and children. So when I was in the nursery duty at our church growing up, she would help guide me and learn me. When I was starting to babysit on my own, my mom was always there giving me advice on how to do that well. She was a supportive mom. Never missed a swim meet, never missed a choir performance. Just was always there as I was growing up to support all the endeavors that I was pursuing. There was a season in my life where I dated my parents. So I was older and single, and you know, I just showed up almost every Friday and Saturday night. Every weekend I was at my parents'. They never said, go get a life. They never said, get out. We're tired of having you come every weekend. They were there for me. I was lonely and they were there for me. And I enjoyed that time and I've always appreciated that. You know, as I've become a mom myself, I just see how supportive she is as a grandma, just taking countless times to watch the kids, to work with them. She's teaching my daughters how to cook, something she's done with me that I love. She's doing tons of crafts with them, really working hard. I appreciate that. I can't tell you how many countless breakfasts my mom has made me. I'm an adult, grown woman. She comes to my house and helps and makes breakfast and delivers it to me. There's just, you know, just that's who she is. She's very supportive and very caring, and I'm just honored to be able to appreciate her mom. I love her very much.
Thank you. Thank you. What a beautiful tribute. And it's the truth, as I've come to know Sue. Second person we're going to hear from this morning is Rose Johnson. If you'll come on up, Rose. And Rose is a wonderful member of our congregation. She's on the quiet side. So I wasn't sure if she would want to talk about her mom, but she said yes. So I'm going to put this earpiece on her ear, and we're going to hear a tribute to another mom.
This is what I hope. Well, I'd like to give you a little bit of family history when we start of our family. My family emigrated to the United States from Germany in 1929. I was only 21 months old, so I can't remember anything, only what people tell me. We came over on across the Atlantic on a ship named the Mauritania, and my uncle and aunt sponsored us and settled us down in the city of Guttenberg, New Jersey, which is in Hudson County. My father got a job at a knitting mill where they made sweaters and other woolen goods. He worked there for several years. Then fast forward, in 1936, my parents bought a farm in Pittstown, Hunterdon County. And my mother and I stayed there. And my father continued to live in the city, working 5 days a week and coming back to the farm on weekends. We raised chickens, and while Dad was in the city working, she took care of the chickens and cleaned the eggs before they went to market and all that good stuff. Then my father, things were quite different on the farm than in the city. We had no electricity and no running water. And, in the evening, we would light a kerosene lamp for light. And, that was interesting. And then when my dad retired from working to become a full-time farmer, then we were able to get electricity and running water, and things were a lot better and easier. My mother worked hard and took care of the house and raised two daughters, my sister and me. She was a good Christian woman, attended church whenever she could, church services whenever she could, and regularly read the Bible. I'm fortunate that I had good parents. In closing, I would like to announce that babies don't come with an instruction manual, and each mother must take care of her children as best she can with all her heart and soul and mind. And I want to honor all mothers here today and thank you for this opportunity.
Precious, precious to hear these stories, and for people who are willing to share, come up here. The third person I asked to give a tribute to their mom was Shirley Cascarno. And Shirley Cascarno said she would do it. She would give a tribute, but I had to read it. So I will be happy to do that. She wrote some things that are very uncommon, and not too many other people would be able to say these same things about their own mothers. So, first of all, Shirley's mother's name was Bessie Kerr, and when she married, she became Bessie Hewitt. She was born in November 1898, and she passed away in May of 1999. She lived to the age of 102 and a half, and was approximately 7 months short of living in three different centuries. I find that fact quite astounding. She was a mother to nine children. Shirley was child number eight, and her sister Ruth was child number nine. And Bessie delivered these last two of her children herself. Yes, you heard that correctly. Both children were born during serious snowstorms, and no one could reach their home, so Bessie took care of business, so to speak. Truly amazing. And Shirley feels that because of those accomplishments, her mother actually functioned as a doctor. Then, as Bessie raised her nine children, she was called upon to care for them through any sickness and or injury they sustained, leading Shirley to think of her mom as a nurse as well. Cooking for Bessie was a prime activity. Feeding nine children, her husband, and his workers at the sawmill three times a day was an ongoing responsibility that she fulfilled daily. I tried to think of anyone who could handle that kind of workload today, and I couldn't come up with anyone. Can you? With the exception of professional cooks and chefs, that is. Shirley also saw her mother functioning as a teacher, helping her children with their homework when they attended school. Some of the leisure activities Bessie provided for her family came on Sunday mornings when she played the piano in her home, and the children would sing along with the hymns and other songs she chose. As the children in Bessie's family grew up and she had more time, Shirley saw that her mother would read her Bible. Bessie reported having read the Bible through 15 times over the course of her life. It was probably from this inspirational source that she developed some of her important philosophies on life, such as everything in moderation. Shirley declares that her mother loved the Lord. I never knew your mom, Shirley. I thank you for the tribute you've given her today. And part of the reason I know that your mother did such a good job is because I know you and some of your siblings. You are one of my heroes. Hardworking at any activity you put your hand to, a servant to others, dedicated to your family through good times and bad, faithful to the Lord and to your duties, and humble about it all. I thank you for your example, and it is my privilege to know you and each one of you here today. Thank you, Shirley. For me, Mother's Day is always about honoring our moms. I am aware that for a variety of reasons, this can be a very tender topic. Once a person becomes a mother, many things can happen. Women endure things such as personal hardships, abandonment, addiction, death, and so this can be a difficult day for their children. But I also know that if we let God help us, we can work through any event in our lives to bring something good out of the disappointments and the ashes. As for moms who have been able to fulfill their role as a mother, this is the perfect time to acknowledge their accomplishments that range from the daily mundane tasks performed faithfully over time to feats that are often extraordinary and inspiring, just as we have already heard. When was the last time you heard of someone being, I like to think that the people who are part of Amwell Church of the Brethren's ministry aim to be students of the Bible. It is a truly worthy endeavor to study this God-inspired book meant to bring us to salvation and then help us to grow in our faith. It's filled with accounts of people and nations who mess up, are sorry or not, turn to God for forgiveness and help or don't, and experience some pretty amazing consequences. I Googled mothers in the Bible because I don't know how many mothers the Bible talks about, and I wanted to get some texts or some meat of the word for you this morning, and I found a website entitled Hope for Every Need. I really didn't delve into it that much because we don't have that much time this morning, but they gave stories of mothers in the Bible that describe many situations that are common to different people. This morning, I can only dabble a little into what I found, so I chose stories about Sarah, Mary, and Rahab. When was the last time you heard of someone being informed that they were expecting at age 90? In Genesis chapter 15, you can read about exactly this type of news that Sarah, wife of Abraham, received. And by the way, Abraham was 100 at the time. Take some time to read the book of Genesis. You will be informed and blessed. My brother-in-law, Arnie, and I yesterday were talking about the account of Joseph in the Old Testament book of Genesis. Wonderful book. By the way, this retired educator is giving you a little homework for when you go home this week. The gift of life is so precious. Life is the basic essence of what our mothers give us. Every good thing after that is gravy, as if you're not alive. And there is so much to enjoy in this life. I thank and honor my mom this morning, Sylve Andreessen. I've mentioned her before. She was a nurse, an advocate of getting a good education, encouraged us to appreciate music and the arts. She was a hard worker, and she was a problem solver. And like all of us, she also had to cope with a lot of difficulty in her life. No one gets out of this life without difficulty. But the difference becomes how you handle the difficulties. My mom had the greatest asset you could ever have. She was a Christian. One day she bowed her head in prayer, confessed to God that she was a sinner, was sorry, repented, and asked Jesus Christ to come into her heart and be her Savior. She also made it a practice to read her Bible regularly, which helped her grow in her faith, and then she shared her faith with us, always encouraging my brothers and sisters and I to do the same thing she had done with the Lord. And for this, I will always be deeply grateful. If we review numerous tributes given to various mothers this morning, many notable aspects were mentioned. But along with all the accomplishments, victories, joyful experiences, we know we are also a needy people, aren't we? A needy people. So often we can find ourselves in desperate need of love, strength, forgiveness, peace, or hope. And where do we go for those commodities of the mind, heart, and spirit? Many of you know that answer well. We go to the Lord and to His Word. I put some scripture in our bulletin today to refer to. First one being Ephesians 3:14-21. If you want to do your homework this week, you can go back to it. It's quite a few verses, but I want to just read from a portion of this text where it refers to the request that God would allow us to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. What a powerful process that can be in our lives if we engage in it. I hear a lot of attacks on Christianity today. People who want to bring down our faith, our God. All I can say is, you lost. You already lost. I'm sorry if you go in that direction, but He's a power, a great power. And in Luke 8:15, we read, a little tricky now, but on the good ground are they, that's you, me, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. From this passage, I gather that I am on good ground when I'm in the Bible, and having read it, I should strive to practice it. And then by practicing or trying to live out my faith, it should bring forth fruit or positive results in my life and yours. Wouldn't we all like more of that? Positive results. The Bible calls it fruit in our lives. Thirdly, in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. So prove or check things out. See how they work. But hold fast to that which is good. I love that phrase, hold fast. It's like a lifeline that will bring you to safety, bring you to the finish line, bring you home. Finally, in Revelation 2:25, does that book sound familiar to anybody out there? Revelation 2:25, it says, but that which ye have already, and I put in parenthesis, your salvation, your knowledge of the book, your faith, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. There's that phrase again. Hold fast. Don't let go. Hold on for dear life to those things that are good, to those things that come from God's word. This past Friday afternoon, Lauren and I traveled over to the Center for Hope, Hospice and Palliative Care to see our dear Sue Angelo. We had a wonderful visit with our dear sister there. We talked about a variety of things, exchange stories, experiences, and opinions. For those of you who don't know, she's a bit of a comedian. She had us laughing at different points during the visit. And she was sharing something that may be common to some of you, is the difficulty that both she and her sister Rosie have some time when trying to listen to the Sunday morning broadcast. And they couldn't hear anything for a while, but Sue said to Rosie, "Hold on, Rosie. Just keep holding on." And after a while, sure enough, they were able to hear the broadcast in progress. I took her hand and said to her, "And you just keep holding on, Sue. Because keep holding on." "I will," she said. "I will." And so I close this morning by saying, keep holding on, moms, dads, children's, aunts, uncles, grandchildren. Hold fast to the word, to the Lord, and your faith, and He will never let you go. I thank you for listening this morning. I think that I'll say a quick word of prayer, and then we'll close out here and continue a little bit with our congregation. Dear Lord, I thank you for moms. I thank you for the gift of life, Lord. I thank you for your love for us as expressed through some of these moms we heard about this morning and countless others listening in, sitting here this morning, all over the place. Those who would do us evil should take into account mothers, because they are a fearsome force, especially with you behind them. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings, and I just pray that you'll continue to bless us, Lord, each and every one, directing us in the paths that you would have us to go for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.